This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Well, it was 18 years ago America was attacked. I was in New York. I've talked about it on this show, and it was a very, very somber day, and it changed my life along with, I think, everybody else in some way listening to this show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Joining us now, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, with Talk Media News. Bob, it was a life-changing day for you, too, as well. You almost were at the World Trade Center, am I right?
Yes, in fact, Kate, I was supposed to be up in the World Trade Center at that time, and due to our friend Ellen Ratner, your friend and my friend, who changed her birthday party date, I went ahead and went 7 days earlier instead of being up there on the morning of September the 11th in order to accommodate going to her birthday.
Wow. Boy, it's chilling.
And then I ended up in D.C. where the second spot was, the plane was coming, you know, towards the Capitol, Flight 93.
Yeah. And you've talked about that before, but it's worth telling this audience, as you know, so many different people tune in. What happened that day on the Capitol for you personally?
Well, I was in charge of the security of the Capitol. The ranking member was Steny Hoyer, who's the number two Democrat now, you know, in the U.S. House. And the plane hit, and then I thought it was some type of air traffic, you know, problem or something. Second one hit, and we said terrorism. We went up to the House Administration office, and our one of our attorneys, Fred Hay, and this was written up in the Washington Post later, Fred, I was on the phone to Sergeant of Arms, Assistant Carey, with one hand, and Sarah Salupo, workforce, she ran in crying and said, here, and gave me the phone. And Fred said, there's an incoming plane into the Pentagon. And I told Carey, and we decided to pull the alarm for the Capitol because Fred, who had been out to a dental appointment, saw the plane, he believed, going into the Pentagon. So we actually knew before it hit, and we evacuated the Capitol. And, you know, the brave officers of the Capitol, I remember, kept saying to people, run, there's a plane 14 minutes inbound. And, of course, the brave responders in New York, all the people that were killed in the Pentagon, Pennsylvania, you know, New York. I mean, it's just in the thoughts of everybody's mind. So especially our family in the Capitol, 10,000-some people in the House and the Senate who, you know, if it were not for those brave people, that plane might have hit the Capitol.
Yeah, wow, just absolutely crazy to think about that.
Yeah,
it seems sad, very sad. You know, since we last talked, there has been a changing of the guard, National Security Advisor John Bolton out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that? Mm-hmm. Were you surprised?
Well, no, I actually predicted June the 10th publicly that he would not last the summer. I said that on Facebook. I told most of the shows that I did that he would not last the summer. I predicted that June the 10th. I was that sure about it. Personally, I did a cartwheel this morning when I found out. I make no secret about it. I haven't on your show and others. I think Bolton was a horrible mistake for President Trump. I give President Trump credit for getting rid of him. He needed to go. He was dislodging. He had personal interests. They believe he gave false information to the British. That was in The Guardian. He almost talked the president into bombing as a result of a drone that was shot down by Iran. So I think that the White House is a better place for what the president did. And I think the president will bring in somebody that will be a bit more on the stability and aggressive but yet diplomatic side. And John Bolton, look, he couldn't even get appointed when I was there by the Republican Senate as a Bush appointee. Think about that for a second, you know.
Wow. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I know you said that. I know we talked about it on the show, and I think it had to happen, no question about that. The other big story continues to be, of course, China, and China exempting some tariffs ahead of the trade talks. So when we look at that, can we weigh the tea leaves in any direction?
Oh, I think so, Okay, look, China has blinked twice, first in restarting with the talks, and second in this move here, which is to pull back, you know, some of the tariffs. And I believe that China, for the first time in modern America, has realized it's dealing with the most different president that they've ever had to deal with, because all the other presidents, all of them, have given lip service that we're going to take on China, you know, because they gave them what they wanted with permanent trade status. And this president said the same thing the others did, including Obama and Bush and Clinton, but this one actually did it. And no matter how China hit him back, you know, President Trump, he hit him back. And the president, some people may not agree with some things he's done, but even friends of mine way on the left side have said, hey, he's actually doing something against China. So it's a tough battle. I know it's tough for people out there, and especially farmers, but I believe that the president has China on the run, and I think this move of theirs yesterday is a bit of a blink for China and a bit of a win for America right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to give you we have to do this at least once a week when we talk. The Democratic Watch, people ask me this all the time, is it really going to be Joe Biden? And you and I constantly talk about this. We look at the polls, and Elizabeth Warren is kind of right up there, too, with him.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, right now, I mean, it looks like Biden or Elizabeth Warren, and it's going to be a choice, progressive or not. I think that the next debate places Biden on the stage with Sanders and Warren. I think that's going to be a big, big deal. Right now, if you make me bet money today, I've still got to go with Biden.
Biden, yeah, that's what I think, too. I would be shocked if it was somebody else. Yeah. We'll see. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much as always.
Thank you so much.
Coming up on the show, we've got the mailbag, and I want to make sure everybody knows this because, you know, we're just fresh into the season, but we have Nail the Score coming up at the tail end of the hour. And then in between, Mr. Kate Delaney. He says I'm moody when he picks me up from the airport. Moody? No one has ever called me moody. I guess it's the weariness of travel. I don't know, especially going through Atlanta and our biggest airport. It was kind of an interesting experience. Luckily, not as bad as it could have been from what people told me when I was going through security. I guess sometimes it can be pretty nasty. But, you know, thinking of 9/11 and actually traveling on that day, my life was very, very different then. I was working at a big station in New York, WFAN, and I was excited. I had just really started, only been there a couple of months. And then when the first plane flew into the building, somebody said, a plane flew into the building. That's crazy. How could nobody see that? And then it didn't take very long to realize, especially after the second one had flown in, this is a terrorist attack. And then a sports station, the biggest sports station in the country, became a place for people to just call up and grieve and talk about what was happening, and here's the latest, and here's what we know, and here's what's going on, because really sports was suspended. All the focus was on what was going on, not just in New York, but was what else was going on around the country with planes that were being grounded, and what was happening in Washington, D.C., in that field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and, you know, the 9/11 Commission report that eventually came out, and all of that. And, you know, there were some questions that still kind of hung in the air. I was reading some of them today that people always wonder, what was the ultimate target of Flight 93? And I don't know that we'll ever, ever know that. I think it was to crash an airliner into any symbol of ours, somewhere in the Capitol, someplace else, whatever they could nail. I think the Liberty Bell was even on the list. Stay with us. Mailbag next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yes, let's dig in the mailbag. Boy, once again, you've outdone yourself. Or yourselves, plural. So congratulations. Yay! Just a quick reminder, nail the score at the tail end of this hour. And it's when I pick the game of the week in the NFL, or what I think the game of the week is. You call up or you send me an email, katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in just like that. And maybe we'll have a winner this time around. There's some good games. Just a quick side note story. KGO, a huge radio station in San Francisco. Chip Franklin is a buddy of mine, and he called me today when I was traveling and said, will you come on with us in drive time and talk about what you think about the NCAA and paying players, because there's a big bill in California about paying college players, giving them a stipend for, letting them have endorsements, basically. And what would that do to not just college football, but college athletics. And then the other thing was about Antonio Brown. So one of the things that came up was the NFL, and are people sick of the NFL because of the CTEs and the domestic violence and all that sort of stuff. And I wonder if you are sick of the NFL, is it still America's pastime, or has it driven what's happened, driven more people to baseball and other sports? A mystery question. But we won't be answering that question when we go to nail the score. We might talk about it, though, because Mr. Kate Delaney, my hubs, is going to be on with me during that segment. Let's go to the mailbag. So this one is from Jack. He says, Kate, boy, when you were talking about the Bahamas and how it looked like a fist had smashed into the Grand Bahama, I just had to see it. And I did go to my search engine, as you suggested, and looked at the horrific video and pictures. What a disaster. I mean, boy, I went to the Bahamas. I can remember when I was in college. It was such a cheap deal for us to all go, and we had the best time ever. and the fact that so many people are missing and people don't have a place to go and are homeless, it's an awful, awful thing to see, to witness. Yeah, Hurricane Dorian, that's where it hit. You know, at least 50 dead. They think it's more. There's 2,500 people that are listed as missing. So what do you think that means? And the confusion, the conflicting information coming out of our government for Bohemian people is kind of, it's not kind of strange, it's strange. So temporary protected status would allow Bohemians to work and live in the United States until it's safe for them to return. It's called, again, TPS is the acronym. And it's people who face extreme hardship if forced to return home, devastated by conflict or natural disasters or whatever it might be. So we'll see. I mean, it's a matter of life and death for these people. It's a matter of life and death. What's going to happen? The Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan said it would be appropriate to extend TPS, saying there hadn't been any formal grant of it, but he thinks it would be appropriate to have that circumstance because of what we're seeing. Remember, the administration is moving to end it for six countries, so that's about 98% of the TPS population, but some of them have been held up in court. So we'll see how that all plays out. That's more than I think you wanted there. This one is from The Mac Attack. I like it. Somebody who calls himself The Mac Attack. Kate Delaney, I hear you sometimes talk about the market, and you say the market turns on negative news. Of course, I completely agree with you. We've seen that with China, and it's obvious. Anytime you slap up something seriously negative, then you see the market just shrivel because there's so many sell-offs. You're right, it is really standing at the edge of the craps table. Sometimes you're on the pass line, if you know what I mean. Well, yeah, of course. When anything comes up dramatic, I mean, even a Brexit or two, you could throw that in there, the tariffs, whatever affects us financially, whatever is shaken on the global markets, we're absolutely going to feel it. And that's the thing. You have to remember, whether you want to believe it or not, we are global. Yes, indeed. Because our economy is tied to other nations. We are tied to other nations. And there's no getting around that. That's the bottom line. Here's one from Hal, who says, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not, but did you see, because of things that have happened recently with the mass shootings, that Publix and Aldi and CVS and others are telling shoppers to leave their guns behind? And this is interesting because there has been a lot of debate over guns and concealed and carry. What do you think is going to ultimately happen? Well, first of all, Walmart, because of the new policies on the heels of those deadly shootings in two of its stores, that's not a shock to me. Then Kroger deciding they're going to follow suit, that's not a shock to me either, because they're deathly afraid that that's going to happen again in one of their places. Whataburger had an open letter on their company website that said, customers are uncomfortable being around someone with a visible firearm. Concealed carry is okay. Open carry in restaurants. So now this is becoming a big debate. Who says you can carry and what's open, you know, that whole thing as to what you can carry in and what you can't carry in. I think you're going to see more bans than anything. I mean, you know, the assault style weapon, certainly. Like Chipotle had to ask customers not to bring firearms into restaurants because gun rights advocates were bringing assault-style weapons into a downtown Dallas store a few years ago. They were trying to make the point, force the point, and instead they did the reverse. And, I mean, here's the thing. If I'm at Starbucks and people are walking in with assault rifles, yeah, I'm not good with that. No. No, 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 no. If somebody has a concealed weapon, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. But it's going to be interesting to see where the debate lies. I think that's where it stands. And will there be an assault ban or not? I think there should. I'm for the assault ban. We had an assault ban before. It was fine. We don't have to have assault weapons. I'm for the Second Amendment. I've said that before. I'm for responsible gun ownership, although some people make fun of me for saying that. But I'm serious. If you own a gun, you're responsible. You go and you do target practice. You clean it. You know what you're doing with the gun. Bravo. Absolutely. It's when people get sloppy and silly and stupid that things happen, and especially accidental shootings. I think that is absolutely the worst. And there must be nothing more horrific than a parent finding out that their kid was killed by some just weird, horrible thing where somebody was playing with a gun, and we certainly have seen that happen. This one is from Tony. Kate, I listen to the show a lot. I just, in fact, started listening again because my work schedule changed a bit. I'm doing some work for Amazon. I'm telling you, it's relentless. Those boxes never, never stop, but it's some pretty decent money. What are you thinking about the Apple iPhone 11? I'm curious because as I'm cruising around, of course, I have the latest, greatest iPhone, and I feel like I'm compelled, I have an addiction to upgrades. Well, I'm thinking if you're saying you have an upgrade, you have the top of the line right now. Apple's 11, you know, they always make a big deal. Here we are, we're going to roll out a lower-priced iPhone. So the iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max, because, of course, you have to have a couple different types, the iPhone 11 is $699. The Pro is $999. The Pro Max is $1,099. Who has time to figure out all this technology? That's my question. You know what? Change is okay with me, but not constantly, and that's the dilemma of technology. And thanks to Apple, there is just constant changes. So you figure eventually your phone will be obsolete if you don't keep up a little bit, because they keep changing it and making it bigger, badder, better, and then you're left in the dust, and they're not going to update those phones eventually. Or you get phone-shamed, like a couple of years ago when I was phone-shamed. All right, this is an important one. This one is from Samantha. She says, Kate, terrible. I had friends that were in Sioux Falls with those straight-line winds. They were scared to death. They survived it, but it was horrible. The damaged buildings around them, the power lines, all of that. Did you hear about it? Yeah, 37 buildings or some kinds of structures just collapsed. And the reason why was that weird thing, the straight line winds, where more than 100 miles an hour, there were reports of injuries, but no fatalities, thank goodness. So they can be deadly. And they were scary, for sure. A tornado warning was even issued. And it was like 11:30 at night. Oof. Stay with us, Mr. Kate Delaney, coming up around the bend.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has handed the Trump administration a victory in its bid to limit asylum applications at the southern border. The court has removed an injunction on the plan to deny asylum to anyone who passes through another country on their way to the U.S. border. The Trump administration has announced plans to pull vaping products off the market. Health Secretary Alex Azar says they're being purchased by kids.
In spite of our best efforts at enforcement, at retail enforcement,
there are hundreds of cases of lung illness from vaping, including teenage users. President Trump says he's working with Senate Republicans to create some type of legislation that reduces gun violence without violating the Second Amendment.
We're looking at background checks, and we're looking at putting everything together in a unified way so that we can have something that's meaningful.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dog's world. It is Mahalo's world. The assistant producer of this show. What do you think? I think Mahalo rules the roost.
He rules you, and therefore, yeah.
What does that mean, he rules me? I'm just crazy about him.
I know. You don't discipline him, and I do.
No. This is, if you call this discipline, depriving him of water, as my nephew said, that's inhumane. When you, because you don't look at his bowl enough and fill it up, you don't take care of him enough.
I'm always the one giving him everything. He drinks like a camel, and it's never empty.
Okay, I'm going to start inspecting it now that I'm home for a while.
You're good at inspecting things.
That's right, I am good at inspecting things. Okay, so I told everybody that I flew in from Atlanta, and the number one airport in the United States, some of you listening have flown through Hartsfield International. And I actually, my experience wasn't bad because I got lucky. It was in a high traffic time when I flew in and when I flew out. I felt like I was on a people mover the whole time, though, because it's like 20 football fields, and then you have to worm your way around to, because I had to have a car, I had to rent a car, so I wormed my way around to get a car, and I got this Dodge Charger that was brand spanking new, and it was just, it had like 300 miles on it, so it's pretty good.
Did you think you were going to get a 10-year-old car? A Yugo?
I didn't know what I thought.
Did you think you were going to go to Daihatsu?
It was budget, so who knew? I mean, budget, I don't know. I don't know much about renting cars. And you weren't much help in that department, so I'm like, meh, once again, I got to just figure it out. So budget was what I chose, and it worked out fine. And you know what? I think a lot of people don't choose budget because it was like the emptiest counter. And I said to the people at the counter, wow, it's like an army of people going to National. And this, the other ones, they go, oh, yeah, because they have company accounts. All the corporate accounts are with National, so they have thousands of cars here in Atlanta. So it's about the cars and the space, and so budget is small. So I got a Dodge Charger.
You're crowing about that thing. You're ready. I think you're going to go buy a Charger or something.
No.
Now, tell the people, we're going to talk about, you know, astronauts have reentry procedures. Tell the people what you do for reentry from a road trip whenever you come back home.
Okay, so when I come back home, here's the thing. I don't know, and for a lot of the men listening too, I just like I want to have a clean house. We have total disorganization. We do. We are walking disasters when it comes to organization, both of us. And I can see why it happens with me, and I'm relying on you to be organized, and you're not.
I'm sorry, I was doing a word puzzle. I didn't hear what were you saying?
Of course you were doing a word puzzle. That's why.
I'm in second place right now.
Uh-huh. All right, so in all seriousness, I'm going to have on someone tomorrow that's going to try to convince me why vaping is still okay. And I'm not buying it. You know, my take on vaping is I agree with the press on this one. I'm serious. Ban the stuff. Because now we had another person who died. And they're these kids. Because they're inhaling it. They don't even know what they have in it besides nicotine. Because that's a fallacy. There's some nicotine in it. What do you think of it? I mean, I'm all for civil liberties and I don't like taking things away. I don't like it from everything I've read. I especially teenagers. Teenagers having access to it, I don't think it's good when they're dying.
Once again, why should we be surprised that we've been bamboozled by the new big tobacco?
Yes, it's so good for you because it's better than, and I do think it is good for people who are massively addicted to cigarettes if it's going to wean you somewhat off of that. I mean, it's like a lesser evil, right? It's like eating less sugar. So I'm not going to eat the sugariest thing, but at least I'm eating less sugar, right? I know that's a weak argument, but for teenagers, no way. When you have a sick person that dies from lung disease, and this time, though, the woman was older than 50. She had a history of health problems. She became seriously ill. She started using e-cigarettes. Her symptoms just rapid downhill. They don't even know what kind of vaping product she used. The Kansas Department of Health is trying to figure it out. But there's a lot of concerns about e-cigarettes. And like I said, I'm all for people being able to do what they want to do. But the fact that now we're saying the CDC is there's like 450 possible, and it's possible. So that doesn't mean they are. Possible cases of lung illness? How sad. I mean, you and I know, your mother has COPD, and it's this horrible thing where sometimes she's breathing okay and other times she's not. And I always think, oh my gosh, my mother-in-law's not going to make it. So I've lived with lung problems for probably, 10 years? And I see it firsthand, and you see it firsthand. And anybody listening to us, you know what it's like not to be able to breathe?
I wouldn't want to find out.
No, but you've had moments in your life where you've had that, where you've been choking for air. I have. And it's terrible when you're short of breath. So I can't imagine you're young, especially these younger people, and they have a collapsed lung, and you see them all hooked up. It's just not right. And they're doing the tests. I realize it. And they're looking at, like in New York, they're looking at vitamin E acetate is what they're saying. It's a key focus of their investigation into it. The governor there ordered the state health department to issue subpoenas to three companies that market thickening agents to companies that manufacture vape liquids. Because, of course, again, it's not regulated. And so dumping any crap in there they want, I guess.
If you got it, smoke it.
Well, this is why you have to take charge of your own health and you have to pay attention to labels, what you're getting, what you're like. I admire people who are crazed like my brother's like this, where you look up everything in Consumer Reports, you're investigating everything, so you're not just ingesting nonsense and you don't know what it is.
In all fairness, he doesn't smoke.
I'm saying with everything, though, pretty much, and that's the thing with vaping. Was anybody worried about it? Because we were hearing the opposite of it. We were hearing the opposite. So we'll see what my conversation is like on the next show, because I'm for regulations. I'm not for 18-year-olds dying from this or 19-year-olds. I think that's sad. And when you're a kid especially, I mean, that woman was 50, but when you're a kid and you want to fit in, and they're vaping. That's what they're doing. So that's why they vape. Are you done with your word game? We're on the air.
Not even close.
Yeah. All right. So tomorrow we have a sneak peek. You know, I do the cheap movie review, and we're going to go see Downton Abbey. Remember, I had Hugh Bonneville on the show, and he talked about it. This was a long time ago. This was like 8 months ago. He talked about that. They already wrapped it up. And we were watchers of Downton Abbey. And so now this is the movie. Do you think the movie's going to be any good?
I think it's going to stink.
You do not.
It's a stinker.
Let's hear your best.
I think we're getting into a sticky wicket here talking about this show. No, I think it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be good, too. I like it. And when you say sticky wicket, that's for people listening. What's her name? Maggie. Come on, Maggie Smith. Maggie-isms. She says the funniest thing.
Dame Maggie Smith. Get it right.
Yeah. And so for people who have no clue what we're talking about, it was this British drama series that exploded in the U.S. too on PBS, and it followed the lives of this Crawley family and their servants in the Edwardian country house. And it started with the 1912 sinking of the Titanic, which left Downton Abbey's future in jeopardy. And they went from there. Did you realize that?
I didn't know it was in jeopardy.
It was in jeopardy. It was. I like their accents. I think they're. I do. I like the whole British accent thing.
Were you just trying to do an accent?
I do. I can do it. I can do a British accent when I want to.
Let's hear your best Irish brogue.
I can't do an Irish brogue, but I can do. I can do an. I can do a little bit of an English accent if I have to.
Ooh, I'm gonna just not even comment on that.
All right, so everybody's tuned out right now. So all our fabulous new fans in Tucson are like, what is wrong with this woman? What she was all, she's been on the plane too long. That's what it is. She's been traveling too long.
You've been sucking the air on that plane, recycled air.
Oh, the recycled air. You know what the best thing is when you get on a plane, people? When you get on a plane, because they're always so jamming you in there, when you get on a plane and you realize there's a seat in between you and the person on the other side, it's like, oh, that is a miracle. That is like a fast pass at Disneyland. It is the best.
My favorite part is when I take my shoes and socks off and just relax and sit back, stick my feet up.
Never with me will you do that. Little Abner, that doesn't work. And when somebody does that, everybody on the plane is just petrified of that person for doing that. If they take off their shoes. In fact, the woman that was next to me, she did take off her flip-flops and put on some kind of socks. I don't know what that was about.
Well, that was very polite of her to put on socks. I mean, that's more sterile than her shoes, her toeless shoes.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely it was. And by the way, high fives. Anytime actors who are getting screwed over by networks sue them, I love it. So Emily Deschanel and David Boreanaz, they settled their lawsuit against Fox. They had the show that was so popular, Bones. And they're going to get about $178 million after the trial, along with the show's producer, so they have to split it up. But damages, because they weren't getting the money. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was such a long-running show. Come on.
Leaving the plaintiffs with about 50 mil, baby. That's a payday.
All right, coming up next, we've got Nail the Score. Mr. Kate Delaney is hanging around to talk a little football. We'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
He will Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, it is time to nail the score. I'm going to pick the game of the week, and you tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. Kate Delaney, happy to be back at the Mini Mothership in the DFW area. So, we are into week two of the NFL. Keep this number handy, 855-266-5283. The game of the week. You know, the Thursday night game, Mr. Kate Delaney, is the Buccaneers and the Panthers.
Oh, can't wait.
They both are looking for their first win. So, you know, it's interesting. The Vikings came off of slaughtering the Falcons, and now they're going to be in Green Bay taking on the Packers, and the Packers are the mystery meat. I think they're still going to have a good season. The Patriots, everybody's talking about because of Antonio Brown and the nutty situation with him. Oakland cuts him, and then the Patriots sign him, and who knows if he's even going to play with the Patriots, although he's at practice on Wednesday. But I don't think the Patriots and the Dolphins is going to be a good game anyway. New England's favored by 18 points, so that's ridiculous. Redunculous, as they say. The game that I really, really like, there's two of them, But the one I think the one I like the most is the Rams and the Saints. Because we saw how close the Rams got last year. The Rams are actually favored, because they're at home, by 2.5 points. So it's in the L.A. Coliseum. The Saints have Drew Brees. They're still fully loaded. I believe in the Saints, and I think they're furious about last year. So the Saints are a team to watch.
I believe in my Saints, too. It's going to be a barn burner. Not, they're not my Saints. I'm a fan of a different team, but I believe in Saints.
All right, so I am going to go to the phones and also make sure I get the emails too. But so if you send it to katedelaneyradio.com and click on contact, you count. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We got Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete, you get the first crack at this.
Hey, no vaping for me. Have you seen my crack pipe?
Go with the crack. It's safer.
Yeah, apparently.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go Rams 35, Saints 30.
Ah, I like it. So that's going to be a good game to watch. All right, Pete, back to the bunker.
Later.
So I am going to say that I think the Saints win it. I do. I think the Saints win it, and I think the final score is going to be 27-21. It's not going to be as high scoring. I think there's going to be some defense. So I'm picking the Saints. Pete in Texas is picking the Rams. What do you say, Mr. Kate Delaney?
I say 96-3, the Rams.
Yeah, I'm going to just step in here and say you got to represent the fam, so give a decent guess.
Oh, is this football? Okay. I'm gonna let Sharon give her best guess.
All right, so let's go to Sharon first. Sharon is listening to us in the great state of Maine. Hi, Sharon.
Hey there, how you doing? Long time no talk to you.
I know. We're glad to have you calling us and be back on the air. So what do you think is going to happen?
I'm going to go Saints and Rams, you say?
Yeah, Saints and Rams.
I'm going to go with the Saints
27-17. That means their defense, Sharon, is really working then. So do you believe in the Saints like me?
Yeah, I do.
I love it. All right, stay warm up there in Maine. Sharon, she's great. She loves Nail the Score. She would be so psyched if she won.
Awesome. Let's make it happen.
Just like Pete, the same thing. All right, you have to give a real guess.
Put in a call to your man.
To my man.
Your quarterback, your QB from Austin, TX, ATX.
Right. So what's your guess?
Okay. Maybe I'm going to go for a low score. Let's say, well, not so low, but let's say 21-17. Saints upset.
Oh, wow. So we have lots of Saint pickers here. And just Pete in Texas is a good caller. So Pete, he's been around forever. He hasn't been around on the earth forever, but he's been around calling the show forever. So, the Rams. He's got the Rams. Nathan is such a good picker when it comes to these games. Nathan, what do you say?
I'm a scientist, you know.
A football scientist.
A ball scientist. That's me.
A ball scientist.
Yes, that's me and pie. I like pie a lot.
Oh, you have a fan. And Mr. Kate Delaney, he's hysterical.
Good. He is hysterical. You're hysterical, yeah. Mr. Kate Delaney. I just want to say that.
Thank you, sir.
I'm here with my word games, too. So
good. All right. Yeah. We're in good company.
Yes. And back to the ball science here. I'm gonna shift Kate's down by, or shift it out by one. Actually, you know, I was going to say 28-20, but I'll let him get that point. How about 28-21? And yes, Saints.
Wow, Saints. So I have the Saints 27-21. Nathan has them 28-21. And I think it's going to be a good ball game. Now, I also like the Sunday night game, the Eagles and the Falcons. The Falcons coming off of that beating and the Eagles coming off of that great comeback win. So we'll see what, you know, DeSean Jackson is up to and Sproles and Carson Wentz and whether or not they can defrock the Falcons. The Dallas Cowboys, your team, boy, they've had a lot of signings. Do they have any money left? I mean, the concessions are just going to go up by $5. It's already $2 billion. No, it's already, let's be honest, $50 to get a decent hamburger and fries, so now it'll be more.
You know, I was listening to the news, and Jerry Jones bought that team for $250 million, and they estimate it now to be worth $5 billion.
Yeah. Crazy.
So, you know, every once in a while, a blind squirrel gets a nut.
No, he's a great master marketer. I like Jerry Jones. I know everybody attacks him, but I think he does exactly what he says he's going to do. He is a showman, and he knows how to put deals together, and he, more than any other owner in the NFL, I think he's the best at putting deals together. Now, is he good at with the football team and not getting in the way? That's another story. I think it's frustrating to people that are Cowboy fans because he's in the middle of it. There's too many cooks in the kitchen. And then Jason Garrett, if they don't go somewhere this year, I mean, they did win last year, but they didn't go far enough. They have to go further. They have to.
Got to find a way to pay Dak. What are they going to do?
Yeah. Well, how are they going to pay any of them? So the Cowboys and the Redskins, and that's in Landover, Maryland. It's at FedEx Field. That game is a noon game. And, you know, this is just the beginning of the season, so this is week two. And the story really is about, I think, responsibility in the NFL, and this whole Antonio Brown thing is really a mess. He was in practice, and his trainer is suing him for sexual harassment. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, says they expected that sexual assault. They expected that was going to happen, so they're denying it. He just attracts such bad mojo all the way around, no matter what.
Yeah, I'm not going to defend him at all because I don't know anything. Obviously, I haven't been in his life, but Drew did come on TV and say that it was a money grab. So if he comes on TV and says that, well, that's something, or it could be nothing.
Drew Rosenhaus? Yeah. It needs to be easy for him to say it's a money grab. I just think that the problem with Brown is there's so many problems. I mean, look, the Oakland Raiders had to let him go because, oh, my leg, and then his helmet gate. There's always some nonsense with this guy. That's the other side of this. So, I mean, here's the thing. They're cooperating. He's cooperating. Let's see what the NFL does. And I don't think he can pronounce someone guilty until they go through the whole investigation. But he just is a magnet for problems.
Yeah, what's going on, Belichick? I think you're losing your mind.
All right, we're stepping out of here. Thanks so much for participating in Nail the Score. Remember, we do it every Wednesday, last segment of our first hour. Thanks to Mr. Kate Delaney and all of you for listening to this hour. Make it count, everybody.
Football game.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on the plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.